Rowan. A story, a story. Let it go, let it come. I was stamped out like a Plymouth fender into this world. First came the crib with its glacial bars, then dolls and the devotion to their plastic mouths. Then there was school, the little straight rows of chairs blotting my name over and over, but undersea all the time, a stranger whose elbows wouldn't work. Then there was life with its cruel houses and people who seldom touched, though touches all. But I grew, like a pig in a trench coat I grew. And then there were many strange apparitions, the nagging rain, the sun turning into poison and all of that, saws working through my heart, but I grew. And God was there like an island I had not rowed to. Still ignorant of him, my arms and my legs worked. And I grew, I grew. I wore rubies and bought tomatoes. And now in my middle age, about 19 in the head, I'd say, I am rowing, though the oarlocks stick and are rusty and the sea blinks and rolls like a worried eyeball. But I am rowing, though the wind pushes me back, and I know that the island will not be perfect. It will have the flaws of life, the absurdities of the dinner table, but there will be a door, and I will open it, and I will get rid of the rat inside of me, the gnawing, pestilential rat. God will take it with his two hands and embrace it. As the African says, this is my tale which I have told. If it be sweet, if it be not sweet, take somewhere else and let some return to me. This story ends with me still rowing.